everybody. Welcome to Angry Dorks Podcast. We got Matt Blackwood.
How is it going? Can you hear me?
I can't hear me.
Now okay, I can hear you. Yeah. Ed Greer is late. He warned me that he was going to be late, though, so he'll be here in like 15, 20 minutes. I've, a couple of things first. I don't know if you see my towel. I was informed incorrectly that it's National Towel Day in honor of
Hitchhiker's
Guide to the Galaxy, but it's actually May 25th.
Misdirection, that's the key.
That's the key. And don't panic about
also having don't a
towel.
Panic.
Yeah. So that was awesome. But I have a towel on me ready for action at any moment. But really, you should probably have a towel at all times.
Also, I have a question about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The dolphins are the smartest species on the planet.
I do remember that, yes.
And they rape a lot.
Yeah, well, they do in reality. Does that mean are you saying rape
is
smart?
It wasn't so much a question as a comment,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, they do in reality, but maybe they don't in Hitchhikers.
Well, I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
Yeah. In reality, dolphins are rapers.
They've evolved to a higher life form.
Yeah. I wrote a joke about pirates. People are always like really think pirates are great, and it's like, really, I don't think they are. They're pretty much just fashionable rapists.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. And a funny part about that is I don't think anybody else thinks that's funny because they all think when you think pirate, you think of
Johnny Depp,
you know, being cool.
And not a guy, you know, killing your family and raping you and then killing you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then stealing all your stuff.
Right.
Which is what, you know, pirates did.
I don't care so much once I've been raped and murdered.
Yeah.
You can have my stuff.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not attached to it at that point.
Consider it a gift.
Enjoy. As much as you enjoyed killing and raping. Which I'm sure was just glorious. I mean, honestly. I have a beautiful ass. If you weren't aware, guys, out there in Radio Land, Ron Swallow's ass is fantastic.
I think you're going too far now.
Fair enough.
So do you have a nerdy rant?
I don't, strangely enough.
I have a nerdy rant. And I have it written down on a list of nerdy rants.
Okay.
I don't know if I've done it before.
Okay, let's listen.
But I'm pretty sure I have not.
Okay.
It was inspired by Movie 43.
Okay, no, you definitely haven't done this.
Okay. So basically, all right, we all know that hipsters have this weird groupthink.
Okay, yeah. It's weird. It is awkward. It's almost like the apes different... islands, peeling bananas upside down stuff. Yeah,
right. It's this arbitrary system of this is cool, this is terrible.
Yeah,
and everything. I mean, it's a very binary system. I mean, nothing is just meh.
Yeah,
I guess life for hipsters is just meh. But yeah, everything is either the greatest thing ever, which is if it's something you've never heard of, it's great. You know, but
or if it's something that's terrible. That's really terrible.
Yeah, it's something that everybody agrees is terrible. They go, oh, it must be great.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's this weird, possibly arbitrary, possibly just incredibly complex system of checks and cool balances. So basically, I had to explain to a friend the other day, they said, you know, why is it that nobody ever, you know, cops to being a hipster? And I said, well, that's easy. The hipster group think... has determined that hipsters are not cool.
Yeah.
So everybody that follows the hipster group thing goes, well, I'm not a hipster. What are you talking about? They're not cool. And then they twist their
strange little
mustaches. Yeah.
Yeah.
And play accordion. And you're like, I'm not a hipster, though. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's 2013. I've got a mandolin.
While wearing a grandma's overcoat of some type.
The guys in the booth are laughing. I don't know if they're laughing in an offended way or
no. Wow, this shit's funny, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, I'm tired of the hate wagon.
Okay.
I'm tired of the hate wagon that's coming out. Basically, Movie 43 came out, and I was like, okay, it's a sketch movie. So, like most sketch things, it's going to be hit and miss. I didn't watch it because, you know, I'm not going to go to a theater to see a sketch movie.
Yeah.
We've got perfectly good sketch shows right now.
Yeah,
if you're
exactly.
not watching Key and Peele, then Jesus Christ, I don't know what you're doing. That's the funniest show on TV, bar none. If you're not watching Mitchell and Webb.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, my God. Go find Mitchell and Webb. I think it's streaming on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, just go find it. It's one of the best sketch shows of all time, and it's just from the recent few years. It's the guys who are the leads in Peep Show.
Okay, nice.
Anyway, the point is, it's a sketch. It's a sketch movie, right? Yeah. Kentucky Fried Movie style, right? Mm-hmm. Kentucky Fried Movie, half of it is really stupid.
And the other part of it is
And some of it
hilarious.
Is like the most, like the funniest shit you've ever seen.
It was totally Enter the Dragon.
Right. Okay, so I figured movie 43, probably going to be that, right? Just guessing. But with the week that movie came out, it was like that movie was the Holocaust. Like, you could not get away from on Twitter how awful movie 43 was. Movie 43 was worse than African babies dying. Like, I mean, like...
Whoa.
I mean, like, everywhere it was, oh, what is this thing? Movie 43, whatever. And it was just, it was the butt of every punchline. I'm like, I know for a fact that none of you guys went to see that. And I know that for a fact because I looked at the box office results of the opening weekend
and
of
nobody
movie
went
43.
To see it.
I think it was named because of the 43 audience members that went to see it nationwide. I'm tired of the hate wagon. Yeah. Like, I understand the excitement wagon. That I get. I'm like, hey, Iron Man 3 looks pretty fucking cool. Like,
it really does.
I understand. Let's get stoked.
Mandarin.
But like, I don't understand the en masse, oh, we're all going to hate this thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, it's a popular thing to do because it's much easier to hate stuff than it is to appreciate stuff. And I mean, I even fall into that, you know, like, you know, how much I hate dubstep, for instance,
To be fair, you've at least heard dubstep.
True, yeah. And I don't criticize any movie that I have not seen. I'm not going to do that. I mean,
right, but
you know
that that's happening left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Because all these movies that are getting, you're seeing a lot of jokes at the expense of a lot of movies that are bombing, and you're like, you're not going to see them. I can tell because, you know, they're bombing.
Yeah.
You know, I know nobody went to see John Carter. John Carter's fucking great.
It is good.
That's a super fun movie.
I had a great time
nobody
with it.
Nobody went to see Dredd.
It's not a lot like the comic, but it's still great.
Nobody went to see Dredd. Dredd was awesome. I love
Dredd,
it.
I heard, was one of the best comic book movies in years. I still haven't seen it, though.
Dredd is the comic book quality movie of, like, Blade. It's one where you're not really expecting that much. And then you go and you're like, holy shit, that blew me the fuck away.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I mean, Blade is almost a perfect movie, if not for that weird blood god
thing
splash.
At the end. Yeah, yeah.
He basically is fighting, you know, the Kool-Aid man, but with no glass.
Yeah.
At the end of that movie. Which we'll definitely have to talk about when we talk about special effects in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I definitely want to have a big special effects conversation.
That would be a lot of fun. Let's do that. I also have been watching Face Off, which I usually hate reality shows, but have you heard or have you seen Face Off at all?
Yeah, it's that reality show where Nicolas Cage takes John Travolta's face off and puts on his own face.
And then
for some reason, he puts his own face onto Travolta's face.
Yeah, and then their wives get confused, even though they would have completely different dicks. It's not like Dick Off. No one's, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't know what that doctor can do.
He just made each other's dick exactly the same as the other dude's dick. Yeah, that seems likely. And then it's a special effects show where competing special effects guys make like monsters, or they did a Star Wars one, or superheroes.
So
it's like
Project Runway, except it's like Project Faceway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I gotcha.
And it's way cooler because it's mostly just they have some drama and some bullshit and stuff in there or whatever, but it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about that. Watching the special effects at the end is worth the entire show.
Oh my God, the drama and the bullshit. Can we just say this? Take the drama and the bullshit out of fucking professional poker.
Oh, yeah, not necessary.
If we're watching a poker tournament, I guarantee you we don't give a shit whose mom died last year. People who are sitting around watching poker love one thing.
Poker.
Poker.
Yeah. We like to see Daniel Negreanu guess people's hands.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
That's what you want to see? You want to say, I would have played this hand better when you can see the fucking hole cards.
Yeah,
that's what
course.
We all want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't give a shit that, you know, ever since I got married and found God, you know, my poker game is going to come to a whole nother level. You know, we don't give a shit.
Yeah,
play the fucking game.
Yep. Agreed.
One of the reality shows, these reality competition shows that I enjoyed the most, it was only on for, I think, one season, maybe two, but I watched it all in one sitting, which I highly recommend it. This is the way to watch a reality show. Just
watch the whole season in 5 hours.
Break your leg, you know, and then just
get it cold.
Just burn through an entire series in one day. But it was this show on Sci-Fi Channel. It was about video games. It was like a video game competition. So they picked the I guess, I don't know if they have belts. But probably not.
Yeah.
They probably don't have belts in video game competitions.
Not that I know of.
Because they'd have to be so giant. But it's all of the top contenders of like this is the best fighting game guy, and this is the best racing game chick. You know
okay,
what I mean? Like,
cool.
And so and they all for some reason have to live in a house. But
of course.
But they had two competitions every week. And one competition was playing the video game, and the other competition was doing the video game thing in real life.
Oh, wow.
So, like, one time, it was a first-person shooting, and then they all had to play paintball and actually, like, shoot at each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. But, yeah, there was a lot of backstory of, and my mom didn't love me enough. It's like, we know you're on a fucking reality show. We know every one of you are bipolar. You have a drug problem. Your parents don't give a shit, yeah. And you're broke. That's why you're on the reality show.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with how good you are. Although it probably does, at least with that show. You had to be at least good at video games.
Right, which was, I mean, that was interesting to me.
Yeah.
But speaking of video games.
That's what our topic is today. We're doing old school game versus new school games. When I say old school games, by the way, I don't mean like Pong versus World of Warcraft.
Dude, you gotta tell me beforehand.
I do, however,
like Pong versus World of Warcraft.
I do, however, mean like Legend of Zelda versus World of Warcraft type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Pong is fun.
Nintendo.
You know what I mean? And Missile Command is a good time. I enjoyed all of those. I guess we could include Missile Command in there because Missile Command was actually pretty fucking hard. I don't know if you played Missile Command.
Missile Command always reminded me of Let's Play Global Thermonuclear War.
Yeah, totally. That was a good time. Do you remember Dr. Spezza? Did you ever play Dr. Spezza?
That's a game?
It's not really a game. It's an old school, one of the first.
This is the guy that sells you your weed, right?
Yeah, totally. No, it's one of the first. Let's go talk to Dr. Spezza, guys.
My anxiety's coming back, man.
we need Dr. Spezza on the phone. It was a program in a computer that you could type in stuff and ask him questions, and he would talk back to you. But he would sound like doctors. You'd ask him like. You know, like, what's your name? My name is Dr. Spezza. I was like, do you want to talk about vaginas? And you're like, why are you talking about sexy stuffs? Do you like to talk about sexy stuffs?
Why was there never a horror movie about this?
It was pretty awesome,
that
man.
That sounds disturbing as fuck.
That was hilarious.
It's like the little good guy doll. It's like, I love you. And also, you are going to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Me and my friend Chris Lepke played it. I haven't seen him for years, so...
Rest in peace, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. No, he was like a hobo for a while. Like literally jumped on trains and like went around the country and stopped at a place and fucking like one place he'd juggle fire for a living. Another place he'd literally just work at a flapjack joint. Like he like did all kinds of crazy shit while he was for like 6 months to a year, and I haven't seen him for like a while.
If you're good at juggling fire and bad at cooking flapjacks, those could be the exact same job.
Yeah, exactly. I think like Legend of Zelda compared to World of Warcraft is like an interesting type of thing because Legend of Zelda was so much fun.
Okay, I feel like for video games, I mean, obviously there are different criteria we can judge on.
Yeah.
Ultimately... the metric is simple. Just like in comedy, ultimately the metric is it funny? There are other things that you can consider. You know, oh, did it make me think? You know, did I remember it? You know, did I come away feeling good or did I feel kind of shitty about feeling? You know, there are different, other things to take into consideration. But the main metric is playability, fun. It's fun. Yeah. Is this video game fun? And... you know, is it fun for how long? You know, because some games are fun for like, oh yeah, 10 seconds. Oh, this is super fun. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Like Pitfall. I loved playing Pitfall when I was a kid. I remember loving it, but I went and tried to play it recently. And it was like, oh, this is the most repetitive bullshit I've ever seen. Like it's just...
it's extremely slow Mario.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally boring.
It's like...
it's not fun.
In about 30 seconds, you're going to come up to that pit. All right, so get ready. Are you ready? Get ready.
Get ready.
Wait,
get ready.
Are you ready?
You're running.
No, keep going.
You're running.
Wait, hold on.
Jump on the vine. You fucked it up.
Yeah,
you're dead.
You're dead. You got eaten by a crocodile.
Also, you only have 3 lives.
Game over. Insert 50 cents.
Pretty much.
So, the
thing that I liked about Legend of Zelda specifically was what I remember of Legend of Zelda is everything you did had a point. Like, even when you were, you know, killing bad guys or whatever.
I did not get that side of it because I never got very far in Legend of Zelda.
Oh, really?
I found it incredibly difficult.
Oh, no,
I should preface this entire conversation by saying I am not very good at video games.
I'm not either.
Which definitely, I think, affects your judgment.
It does. Like,
I never beat Super Mario. I never beat...
I never beat Mega Man.
I never beat Metroid.
Like, oh, really?
I heard about the awesome ending. I got to watch it on YouTube years later, but I never actually beat it.
My best friend beat all those games, and I would help.
I was never able to shoot the dog in Duck Hunt.
Oh, I got the dog a couple times.
No, I was just... Not so good at video games.
All right.
So usually when somebody's complaint, well, game's too short, those are like the only games that I've
beat. You're like, these are the ones I can do.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I beat Suikoden. I beat a lot of role-playing games that you could actually beat.
I beat several, like, action RPGs.
Yeah.
Mandy and I played together Baldur's Gate and Champions of Norrath. Those are really fun for the, PS2.
Yeah.
Yeah, those games were all super fun.
Those are also games, again, where I felt like there was a point to everything. Like, even when you were going and fighting dudes, you were fighting dudes to get to a spot. And then once you got to that spot, you had something that you had to accomplish. And then you would accomplish that thing and you'd have to go to another spot.
Well, I think the best thing about those games, and they've tried to integrate this into a lot of games more recently, is that the fighting becomes the point because fighting ups your stats.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to get better and to get good enough. To get tough enough that you can face the later characters.
Yeah.
So there is a point to literally every action.
Yeah.
And that's something that's come across recently in games. Like, if you look at Mario, I mean, Mario is, well, he's not binary. He's whatever the 3 version of that is, trinary, whatever. Anyway, yeah. The point is he has 3 states. He has small, he has big, he has dead.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, so, Fire Mario.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. You got Fire Mario, and then later on, you get the weird squirrel suit. What was that suit supposed to be? He's like, oh, yeah, it's a raccoon, so you can fly. It's like, well, how does that make sense? Why is it a fucking bird suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Dragon suit, something. Yeah, even something a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, no, it's a raccoon suit, obviously.
Yeah, clearly. Raccoons are always flying around. Haven't you heard tale of the flying raccoon?
No.
Well, no, it's because it doesn't exist.
Okay. Because that sounded like a southern nightmare.
Haven't you heard
tale? You don't want to know about the flying raccoon?
Oh, shit, man. Let me tell you. One night, me and my cousin Jeb...
You can unload your .22 into that motherfucker. He gonna keep coming and knocking over your trash.
He don't do much, but he's pretty annoying. You know what I mean? He just knocks over your shit. Eats your pizza, your leftover pizza. Loves pizza.
I guess I reckon he's good for the environment if he's eating all that extra pizza.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because then there's no pizza to throw on the ground or ruin trees. Because, you know, pizza's constantly ruining trees.
But, yeah, okay, you go back to Pitfall, and then it's super binary. It is literally, you are running, you are dead. I mean, like that's it. You're just that guy, you know? I mean, with Mario, you can hold that thing for as long as possible, so you're really hoping that you can hold on to the fire thing, and as soon as you get touched, boop, 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 you know, I lost it, you know? Now I don't have that fire thing anymore. Okay, but...
It was always amazing to me to watch someone who's really good...
Oh, just run through like crazy?
Yeah, and they're just shooting everything, they know everything is, and then it's like... And they just go through it and destroy everything, and they don't get touched once.
It's impressive to watch them at that point.
Yeah.
It's probably not impressive to watch them the hours and hours and hours that they were playing by themselves.
Yeah.
I did do that with one game. I can totally cop to GoldenEye. I played by myself over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And see, I had so much fun. It was my first experience with a first person. Well, no, it wasn't my first experience with a first person shooter. We had a couple on the computer before that. I played a little Doom and a little Rise of the Triad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ludicrous Jibs. Some people will remember that. Anyway, but where you shoot somebody and they explode into a bunch of pieces.
Yeah,
totally
it was awesome.
Pixelated.
Yeah.
But that was the first one that looked pretty good, though.
Yeah, GoldenEye was pretty impressive.
It looked really good. That was the next step. And I feel like we've barely... I feel like we've gotten a lot better from that, but yeah. We've still not jumped to the next plateau.
Yeah, there's something new.
And I feel
new.
Like the next plateau is going to be whenever they get off their ass and fix the Wii and they or fix the PlayStation I or whatever the yeah. Move. The PlayStation
the Kinect
Move
one
or the
whatever.
Xbox Kinect. Yeah. When that actually works, that's when we'll move up to the next plateau. But I feel like GoldenEye was a jump.
It was a huge jump. I remember playing it because
Halo,
that 3D shit, the 3D looking around and having to really move like a person almost. Because I remember the first, I'd say first half hour I played GoldenEye with my friends because they had like a big party and it was like, let's all go play GoldenEye, right? You know, there's all four controllers, everyone's excited. Everybody's drunk, eating pizza and shit.
And all of our screens were so small because it was cut into a forest, but yeah. You didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You were just having so much fun shooting your friends and yeah. Putting on slappers only.
Yeah, that was actually the only time I was good. Because when the first few half hour, I just ran into the corner. I would always end up in a corner looking up. And then running into the wall over like the whole time for like 20 minutes. And then someone come and shoot me behind in the back of my head. And I would spawn.
At that point, it was a mercy killing.
And then do it again. You know what I mean? Like almost immediately do it again because I'd get so confused about trying to look.
At that point, they're like George shooting Lenny in Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just putting you out of
your
misery.
Which, by the way, if we're going to bring that up. What a shitty friend George is.
George?
Yeah.
He does everything for that motherfucker.
Yeah, including shoot him at the end for no real reason.
He shoots him to make sure it's humane.
They're gonna treat him like shit and then hang him.
Nah, they just need to go run away.
Wife.
They just need to go run away.
That's her solution, swallow.
Yeah, fuck that, man. I'm not killing my buddy.
By the way,
and if you do some crazy shit and kill a blonde broad, man, I got your back.
Well,
I can just put a bullet in your goddamn head.
I don't
of course,
think
you're not
AC,
a big tard.
Yeah, I don't think I need an AC Cowlings nor a Mercy Killer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I do need a glove with that jelly in it, though.
Hey, what did you get?
For my wife touching hand.
Oh, shit.
Deep cuts. Mice and Men cuts, everybody.
Oh, what I was going to ask you guys is, okay, what did you talk about before I got here? Sorry, I'm late. I was doing
stuff. Were just talking about comparing old school games versus the new school games, and one of the things I was bringing up was like, Legend of Zelda compared to, say, World of Warcraft. Or, you know, and when we were talking about how, when it comes down to it, it's just, like, how much fun are you having?
Right. Well, I mean, I never was a big journey in a game guy. I recently became, like, I finished Red Dead Redemption, and it was really cool because I felt like I really was that guy to the point where when I got to the end, I was like, oh, my God, you dirty sumbitches. I want to, I felt that. Yeah. I really felt it playing the game and I was immersed. But most of the time, I just kind of play like sandbox games where I can go around and do whatever the
fuck
hell I
yeah.
want.
I'm much more of that kind of player too. A pick up and play.
Right.
I like shooters. I like fighting games. I like games where I can sit down for 30 minutes, play the shit out of the game, turn my brain off for a little while, and then go back to doing what I need to do in life.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? You know, the weird thing is I'm not a big shooter guy because I feel like if I'm going to play a video game of something, I don't necessarily want to have the restrictions of real life of playing that.
Okay.
So I would love to have a shootout with some motherfuckers if I can certainly get omniscient all of a sudden or see my body outside of the bodies and see the people coming at me in different angles or whatever or access yeah. security cameras or whatever kind of cool
jump
shit you
up
could
the
do
wall
in a video
or whatever.
Game. Yeah, I feel like that's way more valuable than kind of just running around in rooms and going through doorways and shooting other people. It's like, and plus I suck at it. So yeah, I should kind of fucking
that's
preface
funny.
My comment with that. I do fucking suck at first person shooters. The last
yeah,
one
we were just
at,
talking about how bad at yeah, games we are.
The last one I was good at was Time Splitters. If that gives you a fucking time frame of how the last time I was good at a first person shooter.
Fair
that's because of the variety of weapons. And I didn't necessarily pick super kill you up weapons, but I got really awesome at like the double SBPs that you could like fucking like snipe people with automatic fire from hella far away.
That's
you know,
awesome.
If you just got your nice strafe on, you could fuck them up.
I just started a couple months ago playing Modern Warfare 3, mm-hmm. and I'm loving the fuck out of it.
Is everything destroyable, for lack of a better word?
Like, no, the environment isn't completely interactive, but there's enough interactive shit that yeah. it's it makes it really fun. Like, you'll be, you'll be playing a survival thing where it's just you versus different waves and waves of guys. Like, you'll send a wave, and then you'll have, like, 30 seconds to rest and, like, go pick up ammo and stuff like that. And then 30 seconds, you know, some more guys will come. So you'll be in the little respite time, just, like, upping your armor and stuff like that, spending money, going, like, whew, I'm okay. And then a truck that's been on fire because its engine block got shot the fuck up blows up and kills you. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I
should have noticed that fucking truck was on fire. But, yeah, so it's got some cool stuff like that. It does have destructible environments.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That's one thing I really liked about Red Dead Redemption. I mean, a lot of people talked about it for a second because it was GTA with Westerns.
Yeah.
But I really got to say what was really dope about it was, like, I'm chilling out. I'm a bounty hunter, right? So I'm bounty hunting. I'm going out to shoot these dudes. And I'm chilling out by this fucking, like, cactus on top of this
hill.
They
pay you money for that?
Yeah.
It's a Django reference.
Yeah. Thank you. So I'm on the hill Djangoing. And I'm about to fucking shoot this dude when a fucking cougar, a video game cougar, runs up and kills me from behind. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, how'd a 50-year-old white bitch get out here?
No,
But no, seriously, this fucking video game cougar that's just roaming around this weird algorithm or logarithm or whatever the fuck rhythm, this fucking randomization of fucking elements roaming around kills me while I'm trying to kill somebody. And it was like cosmic justice. And when I was playing Red Dead Redemption, one last Red Dead Redemption thing, obviously you can see I really like the game.
Yeah.
As far as immersiveness, I was playing that motherfucker, and, like, this bitch, right, she tried to steal my horse, okay? This bitch tried to steal my horse. And so, like, I lassoed her up and hogtied her and stuff, and I started wiping my blade over her, like trying to slash her, but I couldn't slash her because this shit wasn't programmed right. But I kneeled down next to her head, and I pressed a slash button. And this motherfucker pulled her head back and slit her throat. I was like, God damn, this game can do anything. Oh, this is so awful that this game could do what I wanted. That's what I wanted to do. That's literally what I wanted to do. And I couldn't have done it if they didn't allow it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's creepy.
Well, now I remember when
this is the scariest I've ever been of Ed.
I remember when the first Diablo.
That's what I wanted to do.
I wanted to cut this white bitch's throat.
They usually don't let you do that. But this time I got to.
I didn't say she was white. She could have been an Indian. But she wasn't. She totally wasn't.
And then I just throw that in there because I thought it was funny. And then, do you guys remember when, that was one of the things they talked about when the first Diablo came out, was that things are still happening. Like, that was one of the weirdest things for people was, like, you leave the game and there are still wolves dying and things getting stronger and weird beasts and stuff getting better out there.
I don't remember what the first game was that did that, but it was something for, like, I think PlayStation 1, it was around that time.
Yeah.
And, that was when my girlfriend was big on playing RPGs.
Yeah.
Some Final Fantasy type game, Ranma, blah, 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 you know. She basically, the first time that ever happened to her, she's like, what the fuck? You know, like, I paused or whatever, or just left it saying whatever and just went to the mall. And, like, came back, and it's like, oh, yeah, that village is dead. What? No! No! Yeah, well, but having real-life consequences, or not real-life consequences, obviously, but, you know, this isn't fear.com or whatever.
Pretend real-life consequences.
Well, no, that's why I really like Rockstar games, dude. I mean, I know I sound like somebody who just got into video games real hardcore, like, recently, and that's pretty fucking true, except for, like, back in the days, I played all the sports games. I played all the games everybody played.
We're going to talk about sports games in a little bit, too.
Well, I played all those things. And but the real deal was when I started playing, like, GTA blew my brain out. GTA 3.
GTA blew a lot of brains out.
Yeah, GTA as a thing, though, as a party game, we had that game. It was like a bootleg game. I didn't even know that it was made by a real company or whatever. It was like literally, it was like
you're talking about the original, the top down?
Yeah, the top down one.
So much
that was
fucking
like
fun.
A rapper's mixtape. We used to pass that motherfucker around and be like, look at this shit.
Those graphics are basically Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You can do all kinds of crazy shit with that.
It's a game where you're trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Huh. But the original GTA, I was going to say, like, the graphics on that, talking about old school games, it basically is what a Google game would be now. Like if, right. like, if like, oh, hey, it's GTA's birthday, and you could just play the original GTA,
right.
like when you click on the O in Google. You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's that simple.
And but just go around over and you're random
shooting,
people.
You're shooting nuns. Yeah. It's what you were doing.
It's like you're in Bond. But instead of being bald, you're just an asshole.
Right. But just the freedom. Like, I felt so good that, like, okay, what's the point of this game? Get the cops mad at you. How do you do that? Do whatever you want. When the cops get mad at you, what do? Run and shoot them and run. And if they try to do roadblocks, what do? Bust them.
They usually don't let you do that, but I like to run them.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, me and my boy started to, like, you know, I remember the first Fumetti of those games, like Fumetti or Machinima, whatever you want to call it, that shit where it's like you take video game footage. We used to make dope-ass mixtapes of us doing ill fucking GTA shit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you start seeing it on the internet. We had an idea to do a GTA movie, like a GTA 3 movie, like fucking years ago, right when it came out. Because yeah. I started playing, and people started like looking like at the and we ran it through the VCR, and one day a dude like taped my shit. Yeah. He's like, that shit is tight. And I started like performing the stuff.
Three
and
was
directing.
Liberty City, right?
Three was the first time they went to Liberty City.
I liked that one a lot.
Yeah. I bought a PlayStation 2 to play GTA 3.
Vice City was a jump, though.
Oh,
Vice City jumped up where when you were in a fucking stolen car and you could switch different fucking radio stations.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
And get a blowjob and then beat the hooker and take the money back?
Well, dude, just the whole thing of, like, you had a real progression in your story. You became a kingpin of the city.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you could get those slow-mo pills and chop cops' heads off. I chopped two, three SWAT dudes' heads off of one swipe of the sword and punched their bodies over the car with my adrenaline strength. It was just great.
This is too much of my psyche right now.
Yeah.
The story.
Ed wants to kill some fucking cops.
The story of GTA I never got into, though, because I always treated that as a pick up and play game. But that was because I was a little spoiled because my brother was playing it. So I did the exact same thing I did with SimCity, which is I would just play from his continued game and not save it.
Right.
And I would have whatever weapons he had, whatever. And then I'd just go around, get the cops really pissed at me, make them drive off of cliffs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. trick them into going off of cliffs like Smokey and the Bandit style, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. shoot at a bunch of people and go like, and after about 15, 30 minutes of that, I'm like, well, I'm spent, you know,
I'm good.
Turn off, don't save, whatever. And then he's got his game. And mm-hmm. I did the same thing with SimCity. I used to wait until he had built up these gigantic cities like that were all running like clockwork. And then I'd send in, you know, the hurricanes and Godzilla and everything that yeah. you were allowed to do.
To me, that's what, to me, I think that that's what video games are to me. And I think it's one of those things where when I like to play sports games, right, I can drop off into a well when I'm playing a sports game.
Mm-hmm.
I can just be gone for a while.
What sport is that?
Like, I play...
Like ice fishing? Dropping off into a well?
Well, you know...
I bet they have spelunking? An ice fishing game.
I think spelunking is a sport.
It's probably part of the Wii Sports.
Yeah, baby Jessica was the...
Some people were yelling at me yesterday that golf is not a sport.
Tiger Woods golf is a fucking sport, man.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods golf for the Wii is a sport. I'm not saying that golf is a sport. I'm saying that video game is a fucking sport. The first time I ever played that motherfucker, I played with my buddy for like 5 hours. It was fun as shit. And then because I had never golfed in my life because I don't have any money, I was so fucking sore for like a week with muscles that I didn't know I had because I'd never needed to swing a fucking golf club before.
Right.
That game...
That's hilarious.
I got an injury playing a sports game.
That's hilarious, yeah. man. Wii's awesome. Because I don't know, did you play Double Dribble?
Yes, I did play Double Dribble.
I fucking loved Double Dribble when
Every
I was a kid.
Every time you dunked, it went in black and white. And
yeah.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Because you just like posterize somebody. I mean, the real deal is like, you know you're getting old when the sports games are too complicated.
Yeah, like they've gotten to a point where it's like
Madden right now is too complicated. I just can't.
At this point, aren't you managing your players? You're managing your players' rap careers at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do all that kind of so-called immersive stuff, but like it's weird.
The game itself is really fucking hard now.
Every Madden I've ever even seen,
you have to catch the ball yourself.
What are they, Pokemon?
No, you have to catch the ball yourself.
Oh, catch the ball yourself. I thought you said catch them all yourself. I was like, is that how you get your players in Madden?
You know, like, I mean, it's...
Your brain just put a block on all football talk.
That's hilarious.
It's true. I was a big player of NFL Blitz. The last football game I remember really enjoying was NFL Blitz. I think it was like 2002 or something like that.
I have some old school Madden
super
I liked.
Super fun.
Oh, yeah.
Could never get into Madden.
2K5, I think.
Or Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl was like, it had like four plays you could choose from. Offense, defense, four plays. That's all you got. Yep. Do one of these four plays each time. Vary it up enough to move the ball down the field. If you have somebody like Bo Jackson, the dudes would just literally pop off of him like popcorn. When they tried to tackle him, they just like, boop, 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 just pop off. And if you managed to pick the other team's play, your defensive line would literally blow up their offensive line. They would pop off like bullets out of Superman's chest, and you would rush the quarterback and kill him because you basically picked their play. Yeah. So that was the way you would win. You would do something that was exactly their play. You would pick their play. That's how you would play defense.
Yeah. Only four so one thing I like about Madden is when
yeah,
you...
basically.
Well, one of the things I like about Madden is that if you know football, like, because, you know, obviously I can't fucking play football.
Right.
I weigh 138 pounds.
But if you watch football...
But if you know football and you know
what
it,
the plays are.
You can call defenses that work better. You can call offenses that work better. You can vary up stuff to really confuse... like whoever you're playing or the actual computer that you're playing.
And that may be why I could never get into those games. The more complicated baseball games I did stick with for a little while.
Okay.
The trading was okay, but I never was really that much into it, except that I would do things like make teams of like all brothers. He's like, oh, okay, well, there's three of these guys that are all brothers. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get them all on one team.
That's what you use and your omniscient so you'd have, powers
you'd have three,
for.
You'd have three
so
families,
family
and
of
that would
teams.
Be the entire team. Anyway.
Why don't you play Mormon baseball?
I believe you're referring to baseball.
I didn't say Dominican baseball, which is what baseball is.
Yeah.
I was saying like fucking the new basketball game, dude, it's right on the borderline, bro.
Yeah, it's hard.
Being too complicated. The new 2K13 basketball game. First of all, it is the best representation of basketball I've ever played. Besides, you know, out in the street hurting my knees, you know, it's the best because you can do whatever you would like. Like, dude, that game is so complicated. You can travel. You can travel. You can double dribble. You can dribble the ball off your leg. You can kick the ball. You have to control where the ball is, what hand it's in, and you do your dribble moves accordingly. You have to control when you release your shot, whether it's at the top of your jump with the most likelihood of going in, or whether it's at the bottom when you do a little razzle dazzle because he's trying to block your shit. You literally have control over when you release the ball, when you take it up, when you dribble it, when you pass it. It's fucking amazing, dude. Yeah.
But it gets to a point where it's like, oh, I don't know if I, you know what I mean?
See, okay, well, let me ask
you. But I think you can play all of them on simpler things, right?
Oh, yeah, you can put it.
You can put like auto, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the mode that I put it on, honestly, I haven't won a game in 3 days.
Wow.
Like, for real. The mode that I play it on,
it's
infuriating, but it's awesome. I lose by like 3 points.
But at the same time, you're like, oh, that just makes me want to play it more. Yeah, and it makes you better.
When I play people, they get destroyed. When I play people, they get destroyed.
Now,
the
computer
is killing me.
Let me ask you a question real quick. You're playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer a game, that exact game that you're playing, except that you've got magical powers? So, like, all the other players, you can like, fly up there and then, like, dunk the ball on them, like, from half court and stuff like that. Would you prefer if they added that shit to it? My guess is no, because you'd think that would completely corrupt it. And make it not fun anymore, right?
Yeah, I think it's a weird bit of hypocrisy with me. It's like, I think that would totally ruin a basketball game. However, I hate being constricted to my personal point of view in a shooting game. I find it ridiculous.
You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Yeah.
I hate in shooting games when there's stuff that, like, I don't like Halo because I don't like all the alien weapons.
Right.
I'm like, I want to play a game where, and this is the thing, it goes into that same thing of like, having some understanding of that.
Yeah.
I like weapons. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, for most of us, fucking action movies, that's fantasy. That's a genre of fantasy. Mm-hmm. Because I don't ever pick up guns and shoot them. You know what I mean? Yep. I shot guns when I was a kid. Right. I learned gun safety and all this stuff. You know, I'm from the fucking South. But I'm saying, like, I don't ever use guns. I don't have the money to even expend
so that's
one,
enough that's I, enough fantasy for
I
you
I don't have the money
have
to expend one drum of an AA-12, but I know exactly what it is. I know how it works, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm interested in that stuff. I like that. I know, okay, well, this gun will work better in this situation, you know, right. All those little intricacies. Well, I really enjoy that's
fighting games though.
Yeah,
I love when we played the UFC, and that's really mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. It's a little more accurate. There's not a lot of ridiculous bullshit in it. But I also, on fighting games, love when you can turn upside down and do a helicopter kick.
No, I like when a game's fighting physics are consistent and it's enjoyable. Like Arkham City. To me, everybody liked Arkham City because it had like detective elements, it had a story and this and that, blah, blah. Honestly, I just like to roll around and fuck dudes
that
up.
That free flow combat was so good.
It was so
especially
sick.
A Catwoman.
Yeah, it was so
Catwoman,
sick.
It got even better. You didn't think it could get better than fighting with Batman. It's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, fight as Catwoman where you can like throw
and everyone tried Catwoman out.
They look like jacks. I don't remember what they're called.
They're called a Makabishi. In real life, they're ninja. In real life, ninjas.
In real life, the ninjas that are hanging out right now in the studio.
It's basically Circle K.
It's basically a little metal ball with some spikes on it. Yeah, so she throws them on the ground, and then guys step on them and fall off, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she jumps on them and kisses
called,
them and breaks their neck.
They're called trollops or calops, caltrops or something.
Caltrops, yeah.
Shit. But anyway, like I don't know. I didn't like fighting with her because like I like to fuck people up. With like Batman, you could like an elbow would like really shiver somebody and fuck their whole shit up. But like Catwoman, she's not like hitting them like 52 times. Like I like playing with Nightwing for hitting fools a lot because he had two sticks that were kind of rubbery. You could see him even bend as he was like they, it would occasionally go into slow mo, so you could see the stick a little bit bending from the force of him, and then just pow. You know what I'm saying? Hitting somebody in the neck and the knees and the elbows and the face in that order with some sticks, and then kicking him off a ledge. You know,
I never played the Nightwing on that. That's
Nightwing,
awesome.
Nightwing, if you liked that Catwoman bullshit, you will really like Nightwing. Nightwing was sick.
I bet I'd love
Nightwing
it.
Was like Batman, but faster. Like almost as strong as Batman, faster than Batman or Catwoman, and like really able to fuck fools up. Like really agile, running up and down walls, like running off walls to do like body slams and stuff. Really
that
sick.
Sounds fun as hell. I'm going to try that at some point.
Yeah,
that is really awesome. Fun. Let's get to that. So, and then here's the thing. Are old video games even fun anymore compared to after you've played all of these games?
That's the weird thing. If you look at phone games, I mean, phone games are basically like they've jumped back to like Nintendo. Like first they were Atari.
Yeah.
I mean, with like that Snake and shit.
Right.
But think about all the times you played Snake on your fucking
Tetris.
Little candy bar phone.
Tetris and Traffic. Tetris and Traffic.
Tetris has never stopped being fun.
No. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Tetris will continue. Tetris may be the perfect little simple video game, whatever. Yeah. It's so simple to do. And unfortunately for that guy, the guy who with a really long Russian name that I can never remember.
Yeah.
The guy who invented it. Unfortunately, it's very easy to rip off. He did not get all of the money that he deserved.
He didn't get nearly the amount of rubles he should have gotten.
How about on racing games?
He should have gotten four times as many rubles.
You guys play racing games?
I play this is another piece of hypocrisy. This is me going in and out of Magic Land. I like racing games, but when you start doing this 455 H cams and you got to put this type of engine in your car and do this and do that, it's like, all right, you lost me, gearhead. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do any of that either. The only racing game that I take it back. I liked Donkey Kong,
Mario Kart.
Okay.
I liked Mario Kart. Everybody liked Mario Kart, right?
That's fun.
The fucking Nintendo people know how to make a video game fun.
There's a girl I know who has a tattoo of Toad in a Mario Kart.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's goddamn adorable.
You should bring her on the show.
I'll ask her if she wants to.
We'll talk video games. And tattoos.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know whether those things have to do with each other.
Probably.
But so. Let me tell you this. I loved Rad Racer. I fucking loved Rad Racer.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I was good at it. So that helped. And Excitebike. I fucking destroyed Excitebike.
Yeah.
I could get through everything. I could make the most complicated. I'd make shit that was so hard when you could make your own track.
Make your own track.
Yeah, Excitebike was the one where you could make
it. It was
like,
so fun to make your own track.
I'm going
to
make a jump, and then I'm going to follow it by a jump, and then I'm going to follow it by a bigger jump.
Yeah.
And I mean, there were many options.
And then I have to go through a bunch of things, and then you have to do it in just enough time to give yourself the cool down thing because your bike would overheat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was fun.
As I spit food out of my mouth.
But you know, I used to play. I'll tell you how far back I go. I like the games like Highway Rider and like Hang On.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hang On was so cool because it was the ground shifting beneath you. You weren't really progressing forward; just the ground would bend and twist. And you're a guy. You'd have to position him in the right lean for whatever terrain the terrain chose to be at that moment.
Yeah.
You never really got this sensation you were moving forward ever. You just got this sensation of, all right, I better be leaning. And I think Highway Rider is almost the perfect game. Highway Rider for iPhone, it made me think briefly about getting an iPhone. Because, like, literally, you just hold the phone and tilt it different ways, and you're a guy rocketing through traffic. And
yep. Gyroscope in the phone?
They use the gyroscope in the phone, and it's like it's got a burnout type of engine in it where as you close call stuff, the closer you get to nicking an object, the more speed you get.
Yeah.
The more speed you get, the more objects you can get close to. The more and it just gets faster.
Yeah,
and you get faster from the those, and you build up boosts in addition to those. So should you run a little bit dry of those type of boosts, you can get some more boosts and just it's insane. And I heard people can play it for like literally 10 hours, and all that changes is the rain, and it gets harder and harder to not crash into shit.
Yeah,
man, I already said I liked Mario Kart. The other racing game that I was big into was Rock and Roll Racing. And that was this...
I vaguely remember that one.
This game for the Super Nintendo. It was made by Interplay and Blizzard.
Okay.
So it was the people who made Lost Vikings, tons of stuff back in the day. So it's basically, it's the future, and there are different alien planets, and your cars have weapons. So there's like missiles, there's lasers, there's mines, there's oil slicks. It was so much fucking fun. And it was basically like Super Off-Road.
Mm-hmm.
It was that thing where it was that three...
Super Off-Road was my shit.
Yeah, it was like a tilted...
I played at arcade so much.
I played at arcade so much.
Spent so much money on Super Off-Road.
Imagine that exact thing.
Yeah, that engine, more or less.
But like...
With missiles and
bikes that look like they're from Death Race 2000, or cars that look like they're from Death Race 2000, man. With missiles and shit. And it was so much fun. Oh, it was called Rock and Roll Racing because they paid for all these classic rock songs. So you'd be playing to like, you'd be racing around to like Paranoid and Highway Star. Yeah. It was so much fucking fun. I don't know how many hours I played that with my brother.
Well, that's awesome. Well,
but how many? Oh, I want us to tell some stories just so it could be personal. It's not, you know, it's all personal, us being like, oh, I love this game. I love that game.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories of like how a game kind of changed your perception? And I will start.
Okay.
Of like people or something, because like or games that kind of brought you into people and something happened. Because I remember Bad Dudes.
Yes,
it's Bad like Dudes. A fighting game. You're two dudes in gray pants and black shirts, and you beat people up for some reason.
The president's daughter has been kidnapped.
Right. So you pick two dudes in t-shirts and gray pants to kick people's ass manually.
Hey.
Yeah, because that one never, no guns.
The Secret Service could never get this shit.
Yeah, we got to pick the
call
bad
those two
dudes.
Dickheads who drove by all the way.
Bad dudes, right? So, like, long story short, I see this dude, this grown-up, this real-deal grown-up with a trench coat on, and he's got a business suit on and shit, and this motherfucker's playing him some Bad Dudes. He's doing it on Bad Dudes, and I'm like, oh, shit, I always get to play with these inferior children. I get to play with this dude. So I throw my quarter in, I'm about to play with him. He's like, hey, kid, I don't want you to play with me. And he had a gravelly Batman voice. Hey, kid. I don't want you playing with me. And I was just like, oh, man. And he's like.
And then you turned and he was gone.
Dude, no, check it out. He threw a smoke bomb. But then he starts playing and he starts getting fucked. He kind of like just boxes me out from the machine and he starts playing. And then he gets fucked up and loses one of his men. And he presses the fucking button and takes my man.
What?
He takes my fucking man. He took my quarter.
That's fucked
for
up.
For his fucking shit.
What a shitbag.
All I'm saying is that dude. That was a bad dude.
That was a bad dude.
That's awesome.
Maybe we should put him in that video game, see how he does.
I think he'd get fucked up.
All Matrix style. But yeah.
Well, playing video games is one of those things. And I hate that this is going away. This is one thing that I don't like about new video games. I love that at any time, like at 2 a.m., I'm like, I want to play some fucking Modern Warfare. I can find some Asian kids online to play Modern Warfare with at any time of day, 24/7. Mm-hmm. That's fucking cool. But the thing that you lose is not having that person in the room with you playing.
Yep, I was going to mention
and
that.
And I don't know how many hours we spent having those just shit talk fests, playing fucking GoldenEye. Oh right. My God.
Street Fighter.
Where you had five fucking people, so you knew if you had the low score, you were sitting out the next fucking round. Yep, oh yep. My God, that was the shit.
I was the guy sitting out every time.
playing fighting games.
My wife was better at GoldenEye than I was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was
rough.
I can't
believe you even said that in fucking public.
Yeah, no.
Jesus Christ, Ron.
It sucked.
But yeah, like playing, oh my God, Perfect Dark had that thing where it was like, you know, you could play co-op against just bots that would just come and come. So I don't know how many hours I spent playing video games with my brother, and that was...
Well, yeah.
It's bonding time.
Exactly. Because you could sit there and get, like, once you're getting into the rhythm of whatever and you're using teamwork and it's fun, whatever, and then you could just have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You couldn't have a conversation while you were playing football.
I mean, video games were the fishing of our youth.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it.
They were the fishing of our youth. They were just like, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Drop the mic in.
Yeah. if it would get cold.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm from New Mexico, so sun doesn't get cold. And me and my best friend, we'd normally play some kind of sport, play basketball, play football, you know, whatever we were going to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just run around and hit each other with sticks, whatever it was going to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles also.
Oh, yes, exactly. And so you know, during those times when it's warm, we'd go do that. But it'd get cold in New Mexico, like 30 degrees cold. Right. So that was video game time. And you could do that together and be friends together. And just like you said, I could pick Double Dribble and Lance would kick my ass consistently. And every once in a while, I would beat him and he'd have to be like, good game. You know what I mean? And it was like, you know, and then sometimes you could play games together. Like we would, Contra.
Those Contra parties.
And Smash TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a bunch of games you could play together, which was really cool.
The X-Men arcade game.
Awesome.
It seems like amongst the dope games, that's going away a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
You can play it with each other, and it's cool
that's
for you to
I'm
be
saying.
In the house it's, together playing it. It seems like that's
not
going
even
away.
Making
it's, now
that
it's like
anymore.
You could just be at other houses. No one's driving to hang out with each other anymore to play video games.
And you know what's messed up? Rockstar, please, for GTA, make that motherfucker two-player. It would be really
my
easy.
God.
How fun would that
really
be, too?
Easy for you to do the screen right. So we
one
can
more.
Just see
I'll give
what,
you one more. You know. Ready for this? Skyrim. Make Skyrim two-player. Split screen. You're both living your own crazy fucking lives, and you can interact when you want to. Yeah. Oh, my God, that would be the perfect fucking game. You can import, and suddenly you're in the same world as somebody else, whatever. It'd be like...
And then when you need help, you're like, please come help me.
It would be what World of Warcraft wants to be.
Yeah.
Well, and also that's almost like dimension hopping. I can go to your planet. You can go to my planet.
Yes.
And make it two-player and let's all start hanging out and playing video games. Because by the way, I don't know if you know my plan. once we get up to enough downloads, which who knows how long it'll take, but we will. I want to talk to Gamefly and say, hey, we'll advertise for you. And what we'll do is we'll... rent video games and we'll play them together and we'll go play video games together and then we'll do video game reviews and there'll be like a 10-minute chunk of every episode where we talk about like, oh yeah, this we played this video game together, we got it from Gamefly because Gamefly is rad.
And what would be dope is like all the reviews, like people would know like if you gave it a bad review that means it's like hard to like move around and
yeah, exactly.
Now, if I give it a bad review, it's got magic and it's whack. If Matt gives it a bad review, then you know it's not got enough shotguns in it. Shotguns aren't accurate enough.
Yeah, and
you
also
shoot somebody
it'll be
fun. And it just makes a little pow symbol instead of blood coming out of them.
Yeah, and then we can play video games together too.
Yeah, I shot you with a slug. That's supposed to make a dinner plate size hole. I saw it with my daddy. Blah 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 blah.
Bullshit. Exactly. Where's the exit wound? Where's the exit wound?
Okay, well we got 50 seconds here. Plugs.
In short. Hardware obviously gotten much better, graphics gotten much better, but we're kind of moving into an insular thing, and that's one thing that we'd like to bring back about the old video games. We'd
agreed.
Like to be side by side, shit talking with buddies playing the games.
Agreed. Yep. Agreed.
And the sports games still sort of do that, so yay sports games.
Yeah.
And Ed Greer Destroys on Twitter.
I'm Matt Blackwood on Twitter, and listen to my podcast, What Were We Talking About, on iTunes.
And you know us, every Monday, although actually now we're dropping every Wednesday, on iTunes, Angry Dorks. And you can listen to it live Saturday and Sunday at 12 or 11 to 12 noon. And then also, I have a show March 24th at Flappers at 9 p.m. Come check it out. Yay.
And friend us on Facebook.
Yeah. And Angry Dorks Pod at Twitter. Okay, bye.
Scruffy Dog Harder. Don't be unwise, trust me, not by my side. You won't believe your eyes, watch the X-ray.